All right, Hunter Lawrence. Look, DNF first moto, but you were good. Second moto, you crash in the lead. So I don't know if you're – I feel like you should be happy, though.
Why do you feel like that?
Because you show serious speed and, you know, a couple of mistakes, but you should still be happy.
No, I am. There's a lot of positives to take out. You know, sure, bummed about crashing in the lead, but it wasn't like a brain fart. It was more just not challenging myself, just feeling really comfortable, just feeling super comfortable and just really flowing and just trying to, you know, just every little inch on the track counts. You know, yeah. I wanted to make a statement, you know, like after the first moto, which I think is human, only normal. Yeah. Bummer on the first moto, a rock or something in the track smashed the oil filter cover cap. So they had a massive hole in that and it was pumping out oil. And it happened on the lap previous to the incident. Sorry, not the rock hitting it, but like it was already starting to lock up, and I could feel it. And it was when it's an engine sort of related issue, you just know, and you're like, geez, it's not looking good. It's just, you know, it's
early
not,
in the race.
It's not going to finish the moto. It's not like if, it's just a matter of when it's going to stop. You know, so I think we were lucky. I felt it, and I knew, like, I was wary of, you know, the big jumps out the back. So it locked up on the downhill of the, you know, before the rollers, and blind jump. And then Smitty, you know, unfortunate for him, you know, he couldn't see. And we came together, and it was just we were okay, luckily. I mean, I said I apologized to him for the thing, and so I don't know about him, but yeah, bit of a bummer. Racing incident happens. Live and learn. Came back, regrouped. Team done an awesome job working together as a family based team. You know, like really good, and swapped the engine out super fast. And yeah, regrouped for the second moto, gate pick 37. And yeah, we just dug deep. I think we were 11th on the first lap, and just plugged away. So yeah, no, it was all right. It's but all in all, it's a huge day for us. Not the result we wanted, but a bit of a relief, you know. This is my fifth day of riding this week. We were 3 days of testing, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, press day Friday, and now today. So it's been a big week for us, you know. And we were doing big days too, 9:30 till 6:30 at Glen Helen Tuesday, Wednesday relatively big as well, 9 until 4 Glen Helen again the other day, 9 till 12, and we were happy. So it's been a big week, so it's a huge relief that the bike was a lot better than what it was last week, and I think it showed as well with my speed, so I'm pumped on that.
Where did you think you were catching AC at? Did you have some spots where you really noticed it?
Yeah, it's a difficult thing. When you're leading for so long and there's someone behind you, I think every racer would say it's almost easier to follow than lead, because you know that guy's right there. Any mistake you make, they can capitalize, and I knew I was in some places fast over the back and towards the finish line, just which it's easy, you know, when you're in front you don't have anyone to see where they're going, like you see where they're going, you go, oh, I'll go a little bit more, you know, just on the gas. And but no, it was cool to be able to run with the red plate holder. I know I've got speed and the stamina, so looking forward to next weekend, a clean slate again, and a bit of lady luck on our side, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, it hasn't really happened for you so far, but yeah, the speed's there. Thoughts on this track today? What do you think?
It was really busy. In my opinion, after the press day, you could draw a line in the middle of the track. The hillside was really good, really awesome, and then, you know, the other side was more of an amateur-style track, and if anything, they probably made this side of the track better this time, and then they made the other side of the track really busy, and it was good, it was intense, it was difficult, very physical, I think pretty damn physical, because it was so busy, you know, you had turn obstacle, there was one straight that had 8 obstacles on it, you know, like that long straight all the way to the back, there was 8 obstacles, you know, which yeah, it's a lot, it's really intense, and got dry, but no, I think it was a pretty tough, demanding track, so.
Cool. Well, hey, nice job today, nice speed, and I got a feeling one of these, the wins will be coming really shortly for you, so thanks.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.